Shafak, you want to react on your take on this, this issue of the intergenerational memory building?
Yeah, I think that, for example, the workshop we did, and we had all different age groups here, and it was so interesting to see, you know, the younger generation was just concerned more about their digital stuff that they want to preserve. And so they had a chance to interact with us, with the older generation, to see what our concerns were. So I think this kind of workshop is, I think, very important. So, and then your project, when you do your installation, so I think just the installation is beautiful, but how can, at the same time, the stories be told? Because the stories are going to be so varied and so many and thousands. So if there was a way to tell the stories at the same time where the installation is taking place, so I think that would really be helping to, you know, your cause of crossing the generations over, or making everybody aware, people, different generations aware, different cultures, and aware of, what's going on with other people, and then bringing people together.
Nada, you want to really jump helpful. In?
Well, I mean, I just want to add that, you know, with this intergenerational situation, there's a different urgencies that, for example, like you were talking about, the Palestinian kids and the difference of their memory of what their grandparents or parents even had, and the value of that memory that takes on a very different level of concern when it is, you know, there is a larger threat than, oh, it's just my personal memory of, how do I preserve a piece of my childhood, as opposed to a nation, a country. But what is interesting, we've had a similar situation on a very more benign level with the exhibition, opening exhibitions for the Arab Museum of Modern Art in Doha, in Qatar. We had two exhibitions, one by contemporary young Arab artists or artists from the Arab world, and then one by an older generation. And these two really were in so much tension. They did, the younger ones like thought, oh, those guys didn't do any good art. And the older ones are thinking, who are those kids who came and all of a sudden, you know, were able to become global and, you know, are known everywhere. And it was very interesting to bring them together to talk about, you know, the heritage of, the history of art, which is just, you know, it's not even that vast, you know. And then how actually the younger artists thought, that's great, we now discovered that there's those artists who were doing things as well. So, I mean, you know, the urgency of the matter becomes a very important aspect of
okay,
what
so,
we're talking
so
about.
Let me pick up that that ball and throw it back to Azra. So one of the other topics you talked about is cross-cultural empathy. And obviously intergenerational is part of that, right? So how do you understand the world is seen by the previous generation? And it's very difficult for either the older generation or the younger to even empathize with how they see things.
Yeah. Why should I care about something?
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it was important. In this project, when Palmyra Arch was destroyed, everyone in the West was, you know, there was a big outcry over the media. And while Syria and Iraq were being bombed and everything being destroyed, we didn't have the same intensity of coverage. So for me, this was interesting, this aspect of selective memory. Why did we care more about Palmyra versus, you know, other World Heritage sites that are maybe more affiliated with other specific religious groups or other cultures' heritage? It was this aspect of, I can see myself in this heritage, because there are Roman fragments, there are, you know, there is heritage that we in the West can also relate to as our own versus a heritage of another culture. I mean, it's not necessarily, you know, a good thing, but for me it was a point of entry into the project to say, okay, this is how you can actually relate to the project, and we can build on these empathic qualities. That how do you see yourself in the other? This is what I'm doing with this project, that you are drawing an example from your own experience that you have witnessed and care about that was destroyed during your lifetime, whatever your context might be. And that enters a conversation with all these other artifacts and monuments in other places. They are not necessarily comparable, but they are in conversation with one another because it is, you know, information is being lost. There is a sense of value attached to them, and that's how you can, you know, start thinking and investigating.
And I guess part of that is just understanding what things are actually shared that may not be very visible.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously a hybrid object, which over has Roman fragments and then has been, you know, repurposed by other civilization, is this kind of hybrid thing. I just want to make a gratuitous connection. So we're all working in these what are called interdisciplinary or transdisciplinary practices. And this problem of empathy is identical. So, you know, when you take a performing artist and a computer engineer and want them to collaborate, you've got to get to the point where at least they can get some idea of how the world looks to you. You know, what do you pay attention to? What do you ignore? and it's remarkably difficult, even in intellectual things, never mind, you know, deep personal things, to create the context for that empathy to develop. And I guess that's one of the things you've been trying to do in your projects, right, is helping people understand the other point of view, or...
Exactly, bringing everyone... Well, first of all, bringing people physically together through workshops like this, where, you know, you are kind of facing people you would not necessarily collaborate with from among the age groups and also different disciplines. And then across borders, because these stories travel with me. So, okay, someone from a Syrian refugee camp in Jordan cannot travel, but we can bring the stories to them, and then they can add on these stories. And I think these personal encounters, whether they are really direct one-to-one or through these shared stories, are really important because they help deconstruct very abstract, intangible concepts like Middle East, Islam, or heritage, breaking them down to specific examples where you understand, you know, develop a tangible understanding. What are you talking about? And you can, even if you don't know the full context, you can. There is a way into the story through that lens that touches one on emotional level. Like, what do we care about in material culture or culture in general?
Okay, so unfortunately we're going to have to wrap this up, but maybe Shafak, you have a final thought that you want to just react to the empathy discussion?
Well, it's I mean, I will just say the same thing again, and you know what you've been trying to do in basically you're trying to bring people together so they can exchange their stories, and then how we can help to preserve the heritage around the world, and to not just think about your immediate culture or country, but think about, you know, and that's, I think that opens your eyes when you sit down with people and talk about, and you want to preserve other, the cultures and the heritage all around the world. So,
okay, very good.
Yeah.
Nara, do you have a...
I just say, you know, personalizing something, you know, does the job, because then all of a sudden we're connecting on personal things that we care about, and we're able to see what the other cares about, and I think this project does that in a very nice way, bringing all these things, even if it doesn't have answers and solutions, but it allows for different questions to be formed, which is very necessary.
Okay, well, we're going to thank Azra for giving us the excuse for meeting today. I know, Azra, you're interested in collaborating with other people on this project. Maybe you might just say how people might be involved in the project in future years.
Yes. This project offers a range of opportunities for collaboration and participation. So one immediate point of entry is to share your story and a drawing for one of the pixels. You can do that through an online form on www.memorymatrix.net. You can also contact me at azra@mit.edu to collaborate on developing an aspect of the project, be it the podcast, like longer stories that we are working on the aspect of encryption, on the aspect of skill and knowledge transfer in the refugee camp in Azraq, where these stories will be brought and also digitized. And we are doing in the upcoming year workshops in the camp to share our skills and knowledge with young people in the camp who cannot have access to their history and memory.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. And let's leave in peace and mutual understanding.
Thank you, Roger, for having us.